Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm on a roll today. I'm not sure how good this roll is. We're rocking and rolling in a different way. Talk on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with a focus on the issues of the day. For sure, what's going on in American life today? I've had a couple of examples that have come to me about how crazy it is when it comes to what youngsters are learning and how impractical the educational system. And this is not to just, you know, throw something at it, but what are we doing about fixing it? What are you as a parent doing in terms of, are you giving over your education, all the educational needs your child has, to the school system? Or are you spending time reading with your children, the younger children? Obviously, in high school, you're not going to sit in bed. I was thinking, my grandson Miles was here with me last week, along with my darling daughter Megan. And so when Megan went out a couple of nights to visit friends, and so I love being with Miles. He's the most wonderful little kid. So we get into bed and we're reading. And I usually fall asleep before he does, whether it's here or whether I'm with him at his house in Los Angeles. When I spend time with him and it's time to go to bed, we all climb into bed and we start reading. And I'll read him something and then he'll read me. You know, he's really doing quite a good job at reading and understanding, and so I fall asleep. I says, "Gramps, don't fall asleep, I'm reading you a story." But I think about that in terms of, and it isn't just me pounding my chest, "Doug Stephan, aren't you a wonderful human being?" But it's something that we concentrate on. It's something we're thinking of, the same as you are, Jay, with Mac. And the same as our parents did, your parents, Mike and Doris. And, well, it wasn't so much with me because I didn't have that sort of an upbringing, but I was fortunate to be a curious sort, and that helped me learn to read and to think and stuff. And maybe it was because I had this innate curiosity about life, growing up on the farm, being around animals and stuff. So that focused my curiosity, my natural curiosity, on most everything. That's what makes me a decent talk radio personality, is because I have a lot of questions. I want to get to the answers. I want to fix stuff. And so when you're confronted by all of these things, and I've been on a roll today because of this CNN video that shows the technical director talking about how they plan their newscasts based on fear. And fear gets people, their attention is focused on what the fear is. And so, you know, there are a couple of examples of this today where I've given stuff from school where people aren't learning how to do math, they're not learning how to think. Here's another example of that, Jay. Here's a fellow who had a garage door repaired. The repairman told the family that one of our problems was that we didn't have a large enough motor on the opener. And so this fellow says, he thought about it for a minute, said that we had the largest one made, a half horsepower motor was the biggest we could get for the garage door, he told the repairman. The repairman said, no, you need a quarter horsepower motor. And the fellow owned the house responded that a half was larger than a quarter. So the repairman says, no, that's not the case. Four is bigger than two. Huh?
A what?
A four. This guy, the motor on the garage door opener was a half horse.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says, you need a bigger one. You need a quarter horse. And the guy who owns the house says, well, a half horse is larger than a quarter horse. He said, no, four is more than two. Huh? You got it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, so it just sounds like one of those things where the communication just lacked. Is it called a quarter horse when it's four?
Yeah. No. That's even
okay, so that's why I thought
that. So you've fallen into the trap, too.
No. That's why I thought the communication was. That one person, they meant the same thing, but the guy was misspeaking on it.
No. A quarter or one slash 4 is a quarter. 1 slash
right.
2 is a half.
Right.
So this guy was telling this fellow that a quarter horse, because there's a 4 in it, is larger than a half horse, which has a 2 in it. And I'm in awe of people who think it's kind of like, well, let's go back for a little bit. Those of you, you can catch the replay of the program all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. The whole program, if you, you know, maybe listen to an hour and you want to listen to another hour, you also have every day our download, which you can get at gooddayshow.com as well. It's sort of a portal into certain conversations that we have in a podcast. So I was talking about this woman who said because she's eco-conscious, she is not going to fly anymore. She was flying business trips, 3, 4, 5 trips a year, and she thinks that because of that, she's creating a massive carbon footprint. And so I'm thinking to myself, how do you figure that?
Yeah,
when the
unless
plane
she's flying
has,
on the PJs.
Right. If you're got a plane that's just for you, that thinking is ridiculous. The flights are full everywhere. The planes are full everywhere. And the anxiety, people who have this, again, back to the anxiety that's being created with people about climate grief. That's kind of what it is. So this is a local woman, lives in Lincoln, Massachusetts. That's how I happen to have an insight, because it's something that appeared in a local newspaper. Her talking about a carbon footprint calculator that she takes, and she figures out how much she is impacting the footprint on her flights. Well, but if you're not in that seat, lady, somebody else is going to be in the seat. So if you are thinking that if you don't fly, in fact, flying is much, well, it's safer. It's also more efficient because you use less fuel to get further. It takes less fuel to power the engines that move the plane and those 200 people on it than it would take for an engine in 200 cars to move those 200 people. Do you follow that, or is that too complex?
No, that makes
people
sense.
Yeah. So she's growing, she's pledging, there's a new club called the Flight Free Club. And she joined it because she thinks that she's better off to drive. This is the kind of thinking that I'm talking about that comes about as a result of a number of things, lack of education, learning how to think, and the continual pounding, like the stuff from the New York Times or CNN, that hits on just, you know, bang on Trump, bang on climate change, bang on COVID, all right, bang on crime, bang on Roe v. Wade. It's one thing after another, after another, after another. But I will tell you something. If you're thinking about growing this, about joining this movement, the Flight Free USA pledge, you're ridiculous. Just
meanwhile, they'll call an Uber to go one block.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, just check out flightfree.org. You'll see this is another one of those climate things. Unga bunga. Okay, the West Virginia man who was charged with beating his sister. Remember that was a story from late last week? She had been in a coma for 2 years.
Yeah, well, like bludgeoned her.
Yeah, all right. Well, here's the... He gets his comeuppance in a manner of speaking. That after this, here on Good Day.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. All right, 16 after the hour, by the way, with regard to planes and, remember that TV? It was a movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Wasn't Steve Martin in that? I think he was in Martin Short, if I'm not mistaken. I think they were. That may be my Kill My Mother on the train thing.
I think John Candy was in it, but now all of the films are running together in my brain.
Yeah, right, all those train and plane movies. A plane crashed in the Pacific yesterday. Just a few yards off the beach. Do you see the video of this small?
Yes, this is
Huntington Beach,
and isn't
California.
So such like a 2022 thing? The guy recording it, that the video, his thing was, oh, dude, I got that on film.
Yeah,
or something along those lines.
Right, but apparently, the guy that was the pilot of the plane didn't get hurt.
Well, yeah, it was a miracle. And the lifeguards jumped in to action very swiftly and were able to get him out.
Yeah. Okay. The story of this ghoul who beat his sister into a coma is over because he's dead. His name is Daniel Palmer, 55. He was in jail. And he apparently, what did he have, a heart attack or something? What's the story from the jail itself?
The only thing they said is that it was not, the cause of death was not suicide, but no further details have been given. They said he was uncooperative while in custody and during booking procedures at the jail. He was transported to Charleston Area Medical Center General Hospital after an evaluation by the jail medical staff on Wednesday. Thursday, he was pronounced dead.
Yeah. And that's good. It saves the city or the state a lot of money in trying the guy, you know, these sorts of things under the circumstances. They never end well, and they don't end soon enough. These people, this guy, the fact that he's been living, he got away with it for 2 years, and it wasn't until his sister said when she woke up in a coma that my brother did it, and then, you know, life was over for him, as well it should have been, frankly.
Apparently he had been a person of interest, and a neighbor even said they saw him standing at the doorway around the time that this meeting apparently took place, but they didn't have enough evidence to pursue anything further until she woke up 2 years later.
Here's another reason not to like the Chinese government. They've launched a 23-ton space rocket, which apparently has cast aside a lot of debris. And so now people are worried all around the globe. Where's the coverage of this, by the way, in CNN? I'm looking for that. Where's the negative stuff? Do you ever see anything negative about China on CNN? Or ever read anything negative in the New York Times about China? I never do. Or any most major news sources. Yeah, they don't have the negative stuff in there. So where's the debris going to go? That's the question I want to have an answer from for the Chinese government. There's debris. Apparently, from this space rocket, pieces of it have fallen off and are falling to the earth. But where is it going to fall? On the beach? Is it going to fall on your roof? Is it going to fall on your car? Is it going to fall on the road? No, and of course, the Chinese won't tell you anything, as they don't have to tell you anything. But anyway, this is something that once again, the coverage of what goes on in China. How we look at China, it's craziness. 21 after the hour here on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The reason why COVID-19 is still a very important issue is because of two reasons. It's a changing disease. It's a very different disease than it was 2.5 years ago. You're not going to have the personal protection that you need. The other big concern about COVID-19, why this can't go away, is because of long COVID.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Allison Janney has found out through that Ancestry show on TV. What's the guy's name? Gates, who does that show on PBS. You know that show that I'm talking about, Jay?
I've never seen it.
Haven't you? Yes. No, it's very cool. I think she's fabulous. I remember she lived in the same neighborhood that I did in Santa Monica for a number of years. And she got a bulldog about the same time that my son and I got our first bulldog. And we used to sit on the porch steps. She lived a street over from me. So I'd take the dog, Charlotte, out for a walk. And I forget, her dog's name was Duke, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But she had, and we'd sit on the steps of this, the concrete steps of the house, just talking about the dog. She was very charming, very sweet, and just beginning to sort of find herself in acting. But she has found out, and the blog that I'm looking at is entitled, Who Do You Think You Are? And the answer to that, as far as Alice is concerned, but I think this gives us food for thought about all of us. Who do we think we are? And then, in fact, who are we really? The answer to that, in part, anyway, after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Oh, it's going on. All right.
So there's a show, Who Do You Think You Are? It's like the Gates thing. And she was, Allison Janney was on it, and she found a huge connection that she has to the Mayflower. She talks about, or was told by the host, goes, they went back 11 generations. And so her great-great-grandfather, 11 times Stephen Hopkins, was born in 1582. He arrived in Bermuda in 1609 before the Mayflower. And that was really the first plantation. We're not taught that in school. We are taught that Jamestown is the first plantation, but really it was Bermuda. Anyway, so she went to Bermuda to find out more about the journey of her great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. And then she came over to Plymouth. She has some roots in Massachusetts. That's what I learned about her when, you know, we were being friendly with our dogs. She has family on the Cape. But it's very interesting how her father, or her father, her great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
11 times great.
Was some part of the Mayflower Compact. But anyway, it's the reason I bring it up is because she, like many others, are finding out so much about themselves, and it's fascinating. We should all have that experience. It's very helpful, I think, to figure out who we are. 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT.
New message.
What up, it's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If a person is paid on a salary, they have just lost an entire month of work for free because of the Biden administration.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, this is Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is now trying to say that 2 negative quarters of economic growth is not a technical definition of a recession. New economic numbers are set to be released Thursday. President Biden is pushing the Senate and House to pass a bill aimed at boosting computer chip production in the United States. The president meeting with CEOs and labor union leaders remotely at the White House. Biden adding that a Made in America stamp should be on semiconductors. The bill is currently before the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Gas prices are down more than 15 cents from a week ago. AAA saying the current average across the nation is $4.35 a gallon. It was sitting at just $4.52 1 week ago. China is no fan of a possible trip House Speaker Nancy Pelosi might be taking.
China threatens the Biden administration with war if Speaker Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan on a scheduled trip. Dean Jenks, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation on News Nation, points out the U.S. military is setting policy under the Biden administration.
Harry Truman said the buck stops here. Joe Biden seems to believe the buck stops anywhere but here. So he comes out and he basically doesn't say, I don't want Nancy Pelosi to go. And he doesn't say, I'd like Nancy Pelosi to go. And he says, no, the military is uncomfortable with this, as though that will decide that General Milley or somebody else in the military is the one who should decide whether Nancy Pelosi should go to Taiwan.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
T-Mobile will pay $350 million to settle with more than 76 million people whose information was compromised in a cyber attack. T-Mobile disclosed the breach last year. Information that was accessed included names, addresses, birth dates, driver's license information, and social security numbers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Let's make it 34 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Good news for everybody. There are 7 healthy habits that can halve your risk of suffering either a life-threatening stroke or getting Alzheimer's, that sort of thing. You want to go through these, Jay? 7 habits that halve your risk. Being active, so that's okay, you and
sense.
I are there. Yep.
Yeah.
Eating better. Yep. Losing weight. Yep. Don't smoke. Get normal blood pressure. Control your cholesterol and reduce blood sugar. So I'm bad. I don't have a problem with blood sugar. I just like sugar.
Sugar.
Right. Unfortunately, I don't have a problem with it. I take some supplements from Standard Process that Dr. Jack has steered me toward that are good for that, but I've always been below the number. My blood pressure, thank heavens, is very normal, 110 over 70. It's been that number all my life, pretty much. But these are the simple 7 things that can protect you against heart disease, Alzheimer's, all kinds of things. We'll talk about that this week on the Dr. Ken segment of the Good Day Health program, which airs on, we have our connection to him every week, questions for Dr. Ken, but many of these same stations carry his hour of Good Day Health along with an hour from Jack Stockwell every weekend, as I say, on most of these same stations. So from the health department, from the believe it or not department, do you realize, when we think about our brain, we think we're the brainiest species around, right? Our brains are bigger. Our brains are better. Our brains are smarter. Our brains can do more things. Well,
we are human. Hear us roar.
Not so fast. Leeches. It's been discovered.
I did not see that one coming.
Leeches have 32 brains.
What?
Can you imagine? 32. These are blood-sucking invertebrates. They're like worms. But they have 32 separate sections, and each of the sections of them, like a worm, except worms' sections don't have brains, but leeches do. They have functional capacity to exist on their own. Some of them have eyes. The front sucker usually has eyes. This is gross. The middle sucker, which is where most of the leech's nerves are, and they reproduce there. Then you get to the end of the leech on the tail, has another sucker. Some leeches have 10 stomachs. Some have 9 sets of testicles. By the way, leeches are hermaphrodites. You knew that, Jay, right? They reproduce themselves.
I do now.
Yeah, they have male and female sex organs. Let's see here. What other? Squid and octopi have 3 hearts. That's pretty interesting. Cows, well, we all know about cows' stomachs, right? Mm-hmm. 4 stomachs?
Yeah.
I guess I'm looking at some of the things that are kind of unusual. But when I saw that leeches have 32 brains thing. Okay.
That's astounding.
It is astounding. All right, here's something from a survey done over the weekend of what voters want. One thing voters agree on, both Democrats and Republicans and independents say, we need new faces. We need fresh voices. So where are they? The money's on Hillary to run again in 2024. Hardly a new fresh face or a fresh voice. But yet, we are messed up. And the people, there's 82% dissatisfaction with the way the country's going, right? And do we blame that on political leaders? Or do we blame that on ourselves? Or why do we spend time blaming? Why don't we just do something about it? So in the case of, understanding the voting system and how important it is for people to participate in primaries, so you don't have the same old, same old. See, that's really where you run into a real stumbling block. If you don't vote in primaries where there are always new faces, the old faces win because it's name recognition, and then you go to the polls. We were talking about this earlier, Jay, right? You have the same old faces, you vote for the same old people, mm-hmm. The names are familiar, and that's it. You don't know what the issues are.
It almost becomes habitual.
Yeah, exactly. So here you've got this old hack, Jerry Nadler, who's running, 75 years old, running in New York against a 38-year-old guy whose name is Sergey Patel. Okay, so who knows his name? Other than Indians, because that's a common Indian name, Patel. He's running against Nadler, who has all the name recognition. He's been in Congress since the 1990s. 30 years this guy's been there. You look at this guy, he's a nasty, old, angry boob. And yet, here we go, and here we have Trump, who's 76 years old, telling people who to vote for, right? Or you've got people trying to get Hillary's endorsement or the president's endorsement. These people are in their 70s. Now, I haven't got a lot of room to talk because I'm in my 70s too. But I don't think I have the same attitude as most people my age, frankly. The average age of politicians in this country, and we talk about farmers, average age of politicians is 59 years old. What do you think of that? 59. So even though every once in a while we see, remember when Gabby Giffords was elected in Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
Before all the horror of her being...
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And by the way, she was the target of, she was the reason the guy went to the mall. Because he thought that she was, he was a gun rights person, she was a liberal, she was the enemy, so let's shoot her. That was his thinking. So, we got way too much. Anyway, the point is that if you want change, you say you're not happy with the leadership, then what are you doing? If you don't vote in the primary, you are giving over to the people who are in control. That's it. That's the situation. T-Mobile going to pay $350 million to customers in another data breach. Tell you that story after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
I'm
can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
It's Monday, July 25th, Christmas in July. Talking today about the fires in California, the situation in Ukraine. There's a port city that the Russians are still trying to take over. The settlement that T-Mobile has made with its customers, class action lawsuit, J, $350 million. Company disclosed that personal data, social security numbers, stolen in a cyber attack because they didn't have, can you imagine, T-Mobile doesn't have the ability to protect your information? Why would you sign up?
And why do they need their, why do they even need social security numbers?
Don't give your social security number to anybody except the IRS or the bank if you're loaning money. That's it. You don't have to give your social security. When you go into the doctor's office, the doctor says, we need your social security number. Nope, they don't. Don't give it to them. Don't give it to anybody, because if you do, you're silly enough to do that, you get the T-Mobile thing. Social Security numbers, this is the, one of the biggest scams, and this is how people get scammed. According to Steve Wiseman, who has his website, scamaside.com, this is the way people get suckered in. Social Security numbers are not information that most people need. Certainly T-Mobile doesn't. And that's why, because they were asking for it, I'll bet if you look at a T-Mobile application now, you won't see a request for a Social Security number, because that's how they get themselves into this $350 million hole. So, anyway. But you know what is kind of sick about this? They get to write it off as a tax, as an expense. It's a business expense. So it doesn't really cost them anything. It costs you and me, who pay into the tax returns to make up the shortfall. This is where it comes in. So we pay, no matter what, we pay.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a system is that? Huh? That's, we pay.
And apparently they're going to spend $150 million next year to fortify its data security and other technologies.
Yeah, why are they waiting until next year? Why are they doing it now?
Yeah.
Good question, right?
Why didn't they done yesterday?
Here's the problem. Remember last week we had the story about those teenagers who died in the bar in South Africa? The chemical methanol has been identified as the cause of the death of those 21 teenagers. Methanol found in all their bodies. Investigations continue to determine whether the levels of this chemical were enough to have killed them all. I'm guessing the answer to that is yes. It is a toxic form of alcohol that's used as a solvent. It's a pesticide. It's used to clean parts in the automobile shop. You know, when you have your carburetor come apart and needs to be cleaned, they put it in methanol. It's a solution, but it's got methanol and alcohol and all kinds of other stuff in it that cleans metal. Okay, so what does it do to your insides? If it cleans metal, what the heck does it do to your insides? And so these people, but how did it, what I want to know is how it got into the air in that club, and it doesn't look like there's an answer to
that. Or was it ingested? Yeah, was it ingested or not? Did they drink something? Because they definitely already ruled out that carbon monoxide and alcohol poisoning themselves had been ruled out, and the legal drinking age in South Africa is 18, so these were underage kids. Did they not know that methanol is not the same as alcohol?
Yeah. Right. Well, the we've been talking about the fires in Yosemite and the state of emergency that exists there, the California side of it. 100,000 acres have been burned to a crisp. 6,000 residents have been evacuated. You can see all over social media the rolling smoke clouds and the flames. That's the West Coast. On the East Coast, the oppressive heat wave turned deadly over the weekend. We're getting rain today, but it was 98 degrees, 99 degrees, and there's not a lot of water in the system. A lot of ponds have not dried up, but they don't have a lot of water in them. So something, you know, it's good to know there's going to be a break. I guess that's the bottom line. Here's something that you may not have known. If you are losing your hair and you're 35, 40 in that vicinity, you want to gamble with your hair? You want to flip the odds in your favor? There's something new on the market called Keeps. K-E-E-P-S. Keeps. Clinically proven. FDA approved. This is a real treatment that really works. And you can get the information and the product online at Keeps.com. You want to order /Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. This is the stuff that doctors will tell you will work. It's the combo of all the right products. It's a personalized hair-saving routine that will work guaranteed. And because you can have it delivered straight to your door, it's half the cost of going to a clinic. All right? You want to go to keeps.com/Doug Stephan, 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Doug Stephan, keeps.com, for a proven way clinically to take care of your hair. All right, take care of your hair. Take care of yourself. 10 before the hour.
Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law
where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss.
Right.
A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Unbelievable. All right, Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments, on the Good Day program. So this isn't the original version, though. This is the version that was in Casablanca wasn't this version, right?
I don't think so. This is, I believe, Jimmy Durante, which they used in the this day in movie history, July 25th, 1993. Sleepless in Seattle came out.
Right.
Directed.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan was a big hit, and this song was used in this film. I believe that's two movies they did together, right? Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
They were both the same. It was the same movie twice. It's the same thing.
Pretty much.
Twice, yeah.
They had good chemistry. They had good chemistry.
Yeah, they
did. You look at Tom Hanks' career, and pretty awesome if you think about it. I mean, almost every stage of it, he had a little bit of a hiccup after he did Turner and Hooch. He's very dissatisfied with that film and like why. Not that it was a bad movie, but
he wanted
to do bigger and better things. And then he got A League of Their Own, and he was great in that movie. That movie became very successful, and everything after A League of Their Own was pretty much gold.
I don't think he's aged well, or for some reason or other, he's aged quickly.
He's a little thinner, but he's thinned out. I have one bone to pick with him, is that during COVID, in my opinion, he should have been one of the forefront voices rallying people, telling them the importance of going to a movie theater, how important movie theaters are to movies and the legacy of film. And basically, instead, he just took the money also to do streaming content. He did a movie, give you an example. This is a debate I've had with people. He did a movie called Finch on Apple TV. It was about a guy, an inventor, in his relationship with a robot, right? Like a bonding experience with a robot. So I would say 98% of all Tom Hanks fans probably never have seen this film. So does it count in his bio of movies? Yeah, of course it does, but I would say 98% of all moviegoers who like Tom Hanks have never seen this film. It came out, earlier this year on Apple TV. But I still think some of the people in the industry, some of the bigger names, should have been more aggressive.
Yeah.
Connecting people back to theaters, and nobody really has done it.
No. Well,
even though they've come back themselves, and the industry has solidified itself to at least for the bigger, you know, popcorn-driven movies, I still think, you know, going forward the next few months, the landscape, because I give you an example, you know, we have a book, I'm affiliated with a small movie theater in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, which you went to.
Yep.
And our booker has told us in the month of August to do a film festival of some of the bigger blockbusters that have come out over the last 30 years because there's not enough content.
That's a great idea.
It's not enough content to fill out the slate in the next month or
okay.
two.
Okay, so deal with the reality instead of complaining about it. Do something about it. That's a great idea.
Still, you know, older films people don't go to see as newer stuff. But
I don't know if they're promoted right. If they're classics, people that haven't seen them on a big screen, I would think that'd be a big draw.
I like the concept.
Yeah.
One other date in movie history. This date in movie history, July 25th, 1980, a movie called Caddyshack. Released in theaters. What a terrific movie. Bill Murray, obviously, Chevy Chase. But I got to tell you, Ted Knight and Rodney Dangerfield were awesome in this film. Ted Knight was a funny guy. Really funny.
When are we going to bring back Jackass, the movie, the third installment? I think that's a classic. It brings those people back. Black Panther, Wakanda Fever. The trailer is out. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's a pretty good trailer. I mean, it appears at the end of the trailer. It appears that the movie is going to mourn the death of the character.
Yeah, right.
And then you see at the end of the trailer, somebody else will take over the mantle of Black Panther. So,
all right, what did number one at the box office this weekend?
Jordan Peele's new film, Nope, his third film. $44 million is a very good number. It's a divisive movie. Some people really like it, some don't. But $44 million for original content is really good.
Yeah, I tried to find that other movie you said was unpromoted, and I couldn't find it this weekend. So that moved in and out fast. All right, Chucker, thanks for the update. Chuck Curry here at 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.